and this is VPR News. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Agency of Transportation has experienced some mild sticker shock for road and bridge projects this year. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the high cost of materials has contributed to a $16 million overrun.
It isn't unusual for road and bridge projects to come in over budget. And Secretary of Transportation Brian Searle says the higher-than-expected costs for this year's capital program are well within the norm. Still, the state will be paying $16 million more than it had planned for 51 projects put out to bid in 2014. And with transportation revenues already coming in under target, it will complicate an already challenging fiscal climate.
If you look at the $16 million, there's about five projects that represent the significant share of that. And they are complex. There's a different story for each one. At least two of them have IRENE aspects to them.
More than $5 million of the added costs stem from higher-than-expected expenditures for two bridge projects in Rutland City. Projects in Waterbury, Jay, St. Johnsbury, and Waitsfield also came in well over budget. The $16 million represents a 9% increase over original bid estimates, and Searle says the price of materials has inflated costs.
We base these on historical costs, and sometimes historical costs are good predictors, but more often than not, they're not the best predictors, particularly when it comes to commodities like steel and concrete.
Searle says a resurgent construction industry means contractors aren't as likely to lowball their bids just to ensure their firms will have work.
As the economy has rebounded, there's more work, and in some cases, contractor schedules have been affected by an actual abundance of work. So, they maybe aren't as hungry as they were. Perhaps their schedules are stretched a bit.
Searle says the $16 million will be spread over two fiscal years. And with annual transportation budgets of about $700 million, he says the agency should be able to absorb the overrun without any serious impact on project schedules.
You know, we're building that into our assumption that we'll have some project slippage. It's not a big number when compared to the entire capital program.
More problematic, Searle says, is uncertainty of federal funding. The Federal Highway Trust Fund is scheduled to run dry next spring. Congress has yet to adopt a revenue plan to replenish the fund.
Obviously, if we, don't have authorization or an appropriation of funds to restore the Highway Trust Fund, once again, all bets are off.
Despite the overruns, 40% of the projects put out to bid this year came in at a cost less than the agency had predicted. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.